at the time, what problems were you experiencing?
I was experiencing family problems concerning a sibling, exam school stress, friendship breakups and relationship breakup.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did feel very stressed. Perhaps on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd say 3 or 4. I didn't feel like I had anyone to talk to, and I also felt quite lonely.
And can you describe how you felt about being referred into the service?
Yeah, I felt hopeful, finally had someone to talk to and share my problems with if I needed to.
That's great, thank you. Tell me about what happened at the meeting.
We talked, I was given advice. It could also boost my self-esteem, and we planned and discussed overall the aims of the work together would be.
Thank you. And okay, so you had two support workers. So what were they like? What were your support workers like? How did they make you feel? Did they listen to you? Did they make you feel at ease? Did they explain the process?
Yeah, they were both very friendly and nice. They were easy to talk to. They were approachable, so it was easy for me to explain what was going on. They made me feel confident and special and felt like I was worth something. I felt listened to and felt comfortable to share my problems with them.
And what help did the support worker provide? Was there any referrals, or was it regular support on a weekly basis? What support did you get?
Well, no referrals were actually needed. It was just enough to have a familiar face once a week in school and just someone to talk to, really.
What happened then? Did you have more meetings? Did they help you in other ways as the support progressed?
Well, I had the regular meeting once a week, and then overall it boosted my self-esteem. I was less emotional because I was the most emotional person ever. I was made to feel unique, it gave me importance, and it made me feel confident to want to try and help others in a similar situation to me.
Fantastic. So what did you get out of the support and the advice?
It was just nice to know someone was there to listen in a non-judgmental way, to offer empathy and understanding of like home and school life.
Thank you. So the question is, how are things for you now? What improvements or changes have you experienced?
Well, I'm in a much better place. I'm happier in myself. Although the meetings are now closed, I often pop in to see Zina as she listens, and I know where she is if I ever have problems.
Fantastic. And what impact has it had on you and your family, or just yourself?
Yeah, family life's much better now. I find it easier to cope with any struggles. As from the help from the support worker, I now know how to deal with these problems, so it's easier.
Tell me what life is like for you now. What's next for you?
Well, after my A-levels at sixth form, I'm hoping to go to university to hopefully study law, psychology, or maybe something helping children in a similar way to what I was in. I'm much happier as I've surrounded myself with lots of friends and family.
So do you think the service that you received has given you tools to want to support and help people who are in similar situations?
Yeah, I believe that, like, from my skills that I've learned, I can do that.
What would you say to any other children or young people or parents who are indeed experiencing any difficulties?
I'd definitely promote the service, as it took me from a place of loneliness and sadness to extreme happiness. I feel a much better person, and I believe the service is very, very beneficial. They're not just workers, but you also find friends in them.